As soon as he saw Luisa, and before she could say a word, he said, "Be calm, Signora, be calm. The mercy of God is infinite, and Jesus died on the cross for sinners." She noticed an exceptional brightness about him and began to feel tranquil. She asked him to hear her confession, but admitted she would not know what to say. He replied that this was not the time. She should return at 3 o'clock when he would confess her. "If you don't know what to say," he said, "I will say it for you." She returned at the appointed time, still shaken. She could barely speak. Padre Pio began listing her sins himself, recounting the different periods of her life as if he had been there. When he finished, he asked if she could recall anything else. In her heart, she felt two impulses. One, urging her to confess a certain sin, and another saying it wasn't necessary. Fortunately, Luisa confessed it. Padre Pio replied, "Finally, this is what I was waiting for," and he gave her absolution. Luisa left the chapel filled with peace and joy she had never known. She later said that if she had kept a diary of her entire life, it would not have been as exact as Padre Pio's account of her sins.